The following podcast is for information purposes only and is not suitable for retail investors.
Hello and welcome to your Chat of the Week podcast. Today is Thursday the 27th of April and I'm once again joined by Lorenzo Laposta. Now, earlier this month, we saw the release of the minutes from the latest FOMC meeting in March. These minutes are extremely helpful, sort of cutting through the noise and providing an insight into what exactly the Fed is focused on when it comes to making its decisions. So, Lorenzo, with the market still hanging on to every line that comes from the Fed, what's the view from the central bank?
Hello, Ben. Thank you very much for having me again this week. I'm sorry I couldn't be around last week, but actually I heard that you had a much better guest in your podcast. So, I'm glad that our listeners enjoy that conversation as well. Back to the topic of the day. As you mentioned earlier, there's always been, and there is still, a lot of speculation around exactly which data points the Fed is looking at when they make policy rate decisions. Last month's meeting was no different from the rest, with a small exception, obviously, of the mini banking crisis that played out just days before the committee met. The crisis and its impact were clearly a very important talking point for a couple of weeks, but the response was that of a surprisingly calm group of governors, actually, with the exception of tighter financial conditions and some pressure in certain credit markets. The committee noted that the banking system was still very much resilient. And instead, as has been the case already for the past few months, it was inflation that the committee remained focused on.
Okay, so it sounds like the Fed's almost brushed off the possibility of further difficulties from the banking sector. But as you mentioned, with tighter credit conditions likely, does that not help their disinflation efforts?
Yeah, I mean, sure. The tighter conditions will almost certainly have an impact on economic activity, but that doesn't seem to be where the Fed's focus lies on when it comes to the inflation problem. They actually seem to be thinking a lot more about the labor market. Unemployment is, in fact, still at record lows and wage growth remains really high. We have seen both indicators actually coming in stronger than expected, as even as other inflation drivers like energy prices, for example, have shown signs of cooling. And that's certainly been very frustrating from a Fed's perspective.
Right. So even with the potential longer term impacts of the crisis, economic conditions have been more resilient than some have expected. And so we've got the next Fed decision coming next week, May 2nd, 3rd, I believe it is. What do you think we can expect from that meeting?
Well, the market expectation is that given the continued strength of things like the labor market, we're likely to see another 25 bips hike, which doesn't seem like much. But we have to remember that before the last meeting, there were suggestions that we might have reached already the end of the hiking cycle. Currently, the Fed futures are predicting that rate cuts could happen as early as September this year, as economic activity cools down and the Fed moves to prevent a recession. But you know, with the economy continuing to show resilience, even in the face of a crisis, investors would well to pay close attention to many indicators, including the state of the labor market, to get a better sense of how the Fed is likely to behave over the coming months.
Well, Lorenzo, as always, thank you for the fantastic insight and looking forward to talking next week.
Thank you very much, Ben. Speak soon.
For professional advisors only. The views expressed are those of Momentum Global Investment Management at the time of recording and are subject to change without notice. Momentum Global Investment Management has used all reasonable efforts to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this communication, but we cannot guarantee the reliability, completeness, or accuracy of the content. This podcast is for information purposes only and does not constitute investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell. Momentum Global Investment Management, company registration number 3733094, has its registered office at the Rex Building, 62 Queen Street, London, EC4R1EB. Momentum Global Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, registration number 232357, and is exempt from the requirements of Section 7(1) of the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act 37 of 2002 in South Africa. In terms of the FSCA FAIS Notice 141 of 2021, published on the 15th of December 2021. For complaint relating to Momentum Global Investment Management's financial services, please contact distribution services at momentum.co.uk. Your capital is at risk.